ייזהר כל אדם, we're talking about time and checking the חמץ. ייזהר כל אדם שלא יתחיל בשום מלאכה ולא יאכל עד שיבדוק, ואפילו אם יש לו עת קבוע ללמוד, לא ילמד עד שיבדוק. כן. Like this. Don't begin any work that you're going to do. Don't begin any work before doing checking the chametz. Why? Because you have the mitzvah now to check the chametz. Like we said, don't start learning even if you have a set time for learning. You have a chavusa exactly at that time after Maariv. The chavusa will be pushed off to a later hour or to a different day.
Can I have my wife and daughters be my agent?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and even if he began learning before the end of the day, you should stop by the time the Tzedek Kochavim and go check for Chametz. Okay? So, from what time we're talking about not to begin anything else? From a half an hour before. Half an hour before the time to, let's say the time will be at 7:15. That's 7:15. That's what it'll give you. 7:30, maybe something like that. Yeah, that's 7:30. So then half an hour before, a person should not do anything. Should prepare himself for, don't begin something that will take him a long time. That's the main thing. Yofi. Yeah, you're not supposed to eat either. What does that mean, not supposed to eat? Not a meal, not bread. You gotta have an apple if you want before you check, or you have a drink, and buy yeah. Not, not bread. Yeah. From that, not allowed to drink wine that night. Checking the chametz, you don't drink wine that night. Huh? Before checking, after checking, you can get drunk, but before, don't get drunk. Okay, let's set up. Din birkat bdikat chametz. Now we're talking about the bracha. There's a bracha that we make when we check the chametz. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's put down from the Gemara, Pesachim, Dav Zayin. Not a genius, it says it here. Kodem she'achir yivdog, before a person begins checking, yivarech, he makes a bracha, asher kiddushanu v'mitzvah v'tzivanu, al bi'ur chametz. תתרגם את זה.
On burning?
No, it's eliminating.
Yeah.
לבאר את זה מהעולם. לא להבאיר את זה, לבאר. Eliminate it, no?
Yeah.
No, that's ביטול, חבץ. בסדר, same idea. To get out of here.
So you use the same terminology for getting rid of Hamas?
לבאר, yeah, of course.
זה בוער באש?
זה בוער. Yeah. אבל זה גם לבאר, it's something else.
Also
with an eye. But לבאר, it doesn't have to be with fire. אבל לבאור זה only with fire. ואם התחיל לבדוק ולא ברכה, if someone didn't know, he didn't remember to make the bracha, but he couldn't find a sitter, he couldn't find a place, and he started checking, as long as he didn't finish the bracha, didn't finish the checking, he can make a bracha and then continue checking. Okay? You have to remember that it's not ma'akev. Even if someone checked everything and only the next day you remember that he didn't make a bracha, it doesn't make a difference. He still checked. Right? So he missed out a bracha. Yizael shelo yedaber ben habracha letchilat habdika. He's not allowed to talk between making the bracha. He's go talk. He's go talk. Press it from the top. Hard. Good. You heard the click? That's what it has to do. Otherwise it opens. You're not allowed to talk between making the bracha and starting to check. Like any other mitzvah, we put on tefillin. If you made a bracha and didn't tighten the tefillin, you start talking with someone, you make a bracha again. If you made a bracha on bread and start talking with someone, you make a bracha again. Before you eat, you have to make a bracha again. Every mitzvah. Also here, if you made a bracha before you began checking, you start talking, you make a bracha again. Therefore, make the bracha and right away start checking. Once you began checking, you're allowed to talk. But it's better not to talk with other things. Talk about what you need. Did you check over here? Did you go over here? Go over there? Where did you check? Talk about what you're doing and not stop. But between the beginning of the checking and the bracha, you can't talk at all.
No, it's feeling once you start. Still don't talk.
It's true, but you don't have to take them off and make a bracha again.
Now in our apartment, like a lot of apartments in Israel, maybe most, we have a machzan that we. Is that not a machzan? What's
machzan?
What's the word for?
Mamad.
Mamad. Okay. So we use it as a storage room.
Use it as a machzan.
Yeah, right. So we never eat in there. We don't have any food in there.
Never.
Never.
You don't have to check. We never have little children coming. Maybe they'll go in. Maybe
we don't allow them to
close
in our apartment.
What?
We don't allow them to check. Who knows? I don't talk to them. Mice.
Right. That's why you need
to
bring cats.
You want cats?
No. No. We have no animals. No children.
Moises. Moises.
And no room for us in case there's an attack.
Now, I'm sure we could rent out one of our cats for you at a reasonable rate. You know, 2 or 3 cats.
Parnassus.
Cat
you have no, you said Parnassus.
Okay. 10 cats.
You have 10 cats?
We have 5 cats.
Oh,
Shema.
There's enough cats. How come you give cats a home? To try to get rid of cats.
When I lived in a little issue in Emmanuel. Many years ago, so when they first they established a place, there were a lot of snakes there. So they brought a lot of cats, and they got rid of all the snakes.
Oh my!
Yeah, mice, snakes. Yeah. They have some advantages,
right?
Not when you're in the house. Yeah. So yeah. So like we said, okay. With one bracha, one could check a few houses. Let's say he owns a store. Yeah? He has a car. He has this. It's not part of his house. So it doesn't make a separate bracha for that. He makes one bracha on one of the places, and then he could check with other places. And also, you could also have people standing by him when he makes the bracha. Welcome, welcome.
You shouldn't bring homeless in here?
No. The place is clean.
Yeah.
You can bring chametz if it's in a closed bag. He wants to eat. Hey, go eat downstairs. Ariezla. Embarrassing you? I'm embarrassing you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So. Yeah. Also, you have a few people standing by you when you make the bracha, and you tell them before, I want you to go check in that in the car, and you check in the other car because we have two, and you check in the other apartment that we own, and then someone owns a few places or in the store. So then you can also, you don't have to go yourself to those places as long as they're by you and by the bracha.
But if you're renting them out, you don't have to
renting them out.
It's up to the people who go.
It's not yours, exactly.
The same bracha, for no matter how much after that time you do it?
Yeah. Mazeh after that time. Now you go and check.
It takes them an hour, let's say, to get the store. You say one bracha,
right.
And you go
here. We'll see in a second.
Oh.
If you own a swimming pool.
A swimming pool?
Yeah. If you own a pool in your house, if there's if there is food in the bottom of the pool, it's just like, it's not, and that really isn't food anymore, right?
It's totally disintegrated.
Probably fell apart.
Whatever, you know, like kids might be eating cookies around the pool.
No, it's just try not to drink the water.
You really don't want to drink swimming pool water.
So you might want to just keep the pool closed for this.
You used to have a pool, swimming pool in America?
No, no, I've never had a pool. I'm just asking, I'm just thinking, you know.
I still have in many places in Chile, places that have pools. Interesting.
Well, they have them in Israel, too. Okay. I see ads from the Jerusalem Post for homes with pools.
Here and there, a little bit.
Even Netanyahu has one.
What?
Even Netanyahu has a house with a pool. That'd be a fun job.
Hashem pays some people in this world.
It'd be a fun job to have. I'll check your pool for homeless.
Yeah. So.
Should I go close the door?
Yeah, if he wants. Yeah, let's see what he has over here. Also, the helpers of a person, right? Let's see, he has helpers. They were also checking the house. Each one's checking one room. They should also shouldn't talk. Try not to talk. You can't talk at all between the bracha and the beginning of the checking. And even after you begin checking, you should not talk unless it has to do with the checking itself.
You want to have Aaron come Christian?
No. You don't trust him for anything. Okay. Someone who's going to leave the house, Ezra, you know how to close it well? Press from the top. Press on the top of the door. Good. Good. Yeah. We said there's a minhag, take 10 pieces of bread and put it in the bags, seal. Close it tightly so no crumbs fall, nothing. Number them, count them.
And write them down where you're putting them.
Write them down where you're putting them so you don't, afterwards, you don't find where it is.
Somebody else has to do it,
right? Yeah, someone else has to do it. No, your wife could put it around. Oh, so you're not searching for them, you're searching for chametz. If you find them, also good. If someone leaves before the 14th of Nisan, he's leaving the house in the 30 days of Pesach. He has to check his house. So what do people do? They go to the hotel. What, they have to clean the whole house? No. It's enough to clean the machsan and go do digas chametz in the machsan. So, okay.
Do the men have to check or the wife can check?
The wife can check us?
She makes it. Make the bracha. Let's say the men make a bracha, the wife can make
She could check, of course. And by yeah.
So, the only place you have to check is the kitchen?
No. Why did you get that? From where?
I thought you said Makshan.
Makshan in the kitchen?
Makshan
in
storage room.
Storage room, okay.
You have to check one room in the house.
Okay.
If you're going away for Pesach, you have to check one room in the house. Yeah.
It can't be the bathroom, right?
But you don't put down, not the bathroom. And you don't put down, if it's not on the 14th at night, you don't put down the pieces of the bread. And another thing, you don't make a bracha. It's not the night of the 14th, you check in before, because you're leaving the house beforehand. You don't make a bracha on the bdika. You do bdika, same thing at night with the candle and everything.
So you can talk.
What?
Probably talk too.
So yeah, probably the talk. You could also put down the 10 pieces of chametz. You also could, you don't have to, but
you can.
So in a place, let's say it's a far away, it's an hour drive to the store. He lives in one place, and the store is an hour away. Now you're not going to go there. So his son is going to go there. Fine, drives the car over there. So yeah, the son has to begin, just to be, start checking a little bit in the house and then go. Why? Because if he goes, he's making a hefsek. If he goes without checking at all, only there he's going to check. He's making a hefsek between the bracha and the checking. He has to begin checking. So then the bracha has to fall onto something. It's falling onto my checking right now. Okay, I'll say it again. If you have a storage that's far away, you also have to check over there. So you have to first begin checking where you are, and then go to that place. So don't make a bracha and then go over there right away without checking over here. Okay? What's chashuv? On the car or whatever.
So one person make the bracha in the house?
Yeah.
And the other, so he doesn't even have to make the bracha, just to hear it.
He hears that, man.
Hear it, and then begin checking, and then go else.
About the car, you have to check them? When you clean it, and they stay, you have to check the car? It's like a room.
It's like a room, yeah. Okay. If you cleaned it well, and it's closed, so you don't have to check it.
But not in the evening when I have to check the room, I have to go to the car and check it?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
My father checks the car. Yeah. With a flashlight.
Yeah, don't use a candle.
How do they handle grocery stores in Israel?
What?
How do they handle grocery stores in Israel?
Well,
for Pesach.
It's the first year here?
No, but do they just like...
They cover up all the chametz.
Yeah.
And they sell it. It's a goy. They right at the point that you can see already stuff.
Half the store's covered. And the other half is Pesach.
Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong?
Depending,
you can make mistakes, you know.
Depending on the store, they will switch over day before Pesach.
What?
Where?
Not here in this country. What day?
Harvey Davy, give your child to take out all the stuff. But it's not Pesach. Then put
okay.
No other stores, no other Harvey Davy, they make only coffee.
Yeah, also in the Makolet near my house. No, in the Makolet near my house. Is he cover? No, he takes away. He does take away.
I think they didn't know.
Whereas Co-op Shop and Mega in Talpio,
they cover.
And Talpio and Mizrach, they just simply covered. But
yeah,
they sell hummus up to, like...
Oh, they could sell hummus up to wherever they want.
Right.
To Pesach. Of course, all the stores do like that. But they have a lot of Pesach things also.
Yeah.
No problem.
But the problem is with the birds and the mouse and noises.
The mouse we don't care for.
The bird?
No, we don't care.
So
the bird, what can we do?
What do you do? Is you contact your
kill
local...
Kill the birds, okay?
What you do is you contact your local cat, and the cat will take care of it.
If, Yaakov, you listen, Alakha, okay? If a person cannot check, he can't see well, or he's in bed, he's sick, he has a high fever, even though he's the owner of the house, he shouldn't make the bracha. That someone else, if he could check a little bit, even a little bit, he could check, then he can make the bracha. If he has to start checking, do something. If he can't, so let someone else do the bracha. Okay?
Okay.
So. So. Yeah. Alakha Taf Lamed Gimel Dinei Bdikat Chametz. Now we're talking about the checking itself. Abdika Tzarich Shetiyeh Leor HaNer VeLo Leor HaLevana. The checking has to be to the light of a candle and not to the light of the moon. On the night of the 14th, it says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because then people are in the house and the night, the light of the candle is shining well and it's good. Yeah.
You should always start with a candle and then switch to a flashlight.
Right, that's what we said. Even if someone didn't do that, it's still yet to be good. But the chatchila is actually good. Okay. Im avar velo badak ulel yudalet. If the night of the 14th passed and he didn't do bigas chametz, I remember 1 year, 2 years ago, I was in the army. That's what they call it. And they didn't let me go home to help my wife at Pesach and to hotel the night of Bdikas Chametz. I got home at the night of Bdikas Chametz. Now the house wasn't ready for checking, the kitchen was still chametz. I cleaned all night. I did the Bdika at 8 o'clock in the morning after shul. What could I do? So b'diavad, no problem. If that's the situation you have, that's what you should do. Okay?
I'm going to put you on the posters to recruit people. Oh, I'm Haredi. I went to the idea. I'm okay.
I'm going to tell them not to go. So, Bodek Beyom Midale, Lo Yudok Lo Achama. By the way, I didn't go to the army. They took me straight from the airport after I wasn't here for a few months.
They took you straight from the airport?
From the airport after 25-hour flight from Argentina. Tell me, when I go to jail or to the army? So, well, I go to the army. Then I get out a few months later. Okay. Even when you check in the daytime, check with the flashlight, with the candle. Why? Because in the dark places, right, you won't see. You don't have a flashlight, you don't have a light. But if it's, let's say, in the living room, and the windows are open, and a lot of sun coming in, then of course you don't use a flashlight, you don't need anything. But talking about if you need to check behind the closets or under the beds or whatever, then do use a flashlight, even if it's during the day.
Underneath the arons, underneath the bookcases, underneath the couch.
V'chulei, v'chulei. Yeah. En bodkim le'or ha'avuka. We don't check with the light of avuka. Avuka is a torch. Torch, you say, right? Lapid, yeah. Like Abdallah is a torch, right? It has a few things. No, Bdikas Chametz is not good. You have to do it. You close it. Anyone who comes in or out, just make sure the door closes well. Well means when it makes a click. Here, listen.
Click, click.
Yep. Heard? Yeah. Otherwise, it opens up, and they don't know. Okay, so we deal with the candle, not with the torch. ולא בנר של חרב, ולא בשל שומן, ולא של שמן, אלא בנר של שעבה. Now with a nail made out of fat, and not made out of חרב, also type of fat of the animal, and not made out of oil. Only a candle made out of wax. We check from a candle which is made out of wax. Yeah, one. And not two wicks. Only one wick. Yeah. Why don't you check with a torch?
Why not?
Yeah. A few reasons. First of all, a person won't check well because he's afraid he's going to burn down the house. Yeah. Second of all, the light of one little light is direct in a certain spot. It's more than a sometimes a big light. Why don't you do with a nail shel chelev? Or of Shuman, because if it drips on the clothing, it goes to the garbage. It's not like wax, like you just heat it up and it comes right up. Fat, it goes inside, and then what you do with it? That person's not going to check well, the same thing. That's why we do with wax. Okay? And not with oil either, because oil is the same idea, it's like drip. If a person checked with a torch, he's not Yotze Bdika. He has to check again. If he checked with a candle, not of wax, he's yotze b'diavad. But if he a torch, he's not yotze even b'diavad. If he doesn't have wax, he just have oil, fine. So b'diavad, like we said, it's a situation he has. He could check, but now with the torch. With the torch, he cannot check. Okay. הלך הגימל. בודק כל המקומות שיש לחוש שמה הכניסו בהם חמץ. You have to check. שולחן ערוך. Where is it from? From Mishnah and Pesachim. You check in all the places that is a chashash that perhaps chametz has gotten into them. Okay? That's why I told you in the place where you never put any chametz, you don't have to check. And in the bathroom, my house, I have to check. But your house, you don't have to check. Because you don't have little toddlers running around and putting chametz all over the place. I do.
Chatser,
depends. It could be that maybe chametz was left out there during the year?
Or it dropped from the second floor.
So you have to check. It's not yours. But
yeah.
In the place where sukkah, so when you do sukkah, you have to check there because you eat there. Right. Maybe something was left there. You didn't realize. And it's yours, your property. And of course you have to check there. You have to check the chatser also. Okay?
And not in the gravel.
Hmm?
Not in the gravel. Like Arbi Pesed has cement, and then it has a lot of gravel.
Sometimes you eat that on the gravel?
No, we never eat on the gravel, but I'm saying on the repressive part of it.
Right, where people might come, maybe you sat there, maybe you walked there with a cookie, maybe this, then you, there you have to check. In the Gina, where the trees are, you go in there to eat. You eat there in the Gina? Yeah. Down in the bottom? So you don't have to check over there. Place where it might have entered. How many might have entered? We'll see in a second.
My friend has a backyard. Does he actually check his backyard?
Yeah, he has kids.
But he has a lot of barbecues out there.
Of course he has to check. It's his.
Wow. It's a lot.
Yeah, so he can check it during the day.
Oh, okay.
In the daylight. Bright. So he does have to do the candle now. Go over
there. Yeah. Everybody play the grass.
Every single grass, pick it up, wash it. No, he doesn't have to do that. Okay? Says in Shulchan Aruch here. ולכן כל חדרי הבית והעליות צריכים בדיקה. Therefore, all the house, all the rooms in the house, and all the עליות, attics, they need the checking. Why? Shepat, this go top. כי לפעמים אדם נכנס בהם ופתאום בידו, sometimes a person enters with his bread in his hand. But בצרות של יין, שאין מסתפק מהם, but if he has, let's say, אוצר של יין, he has a, what's it called? All right? A cell, a wine cell. That the one sits there, all right? He doesn't go in and out during the meal. So then, there he doesn't have to check. Get the idea we have to check? Get the idea we have to check. Okay? There's no chance you brought the room bread ever into that room?
Into the matzah?
Yeah. You didn't walk in there in the middle of a meal with bread in your hand maybe and put down there?
Well, let's say I did.
So then you have to check.
But then do I have to pull everything?
No, you open it and you look.
That's what around. I meant, yeah. I don't want to pull everything out.
What about cheder madrigot? Someone lives in an apartment building. You live in an apartment building? You live in an apartment building? There's a cheder madrigot. How do you say the
common area?
Right. Staircase.
Stairwell.
And the down the lobby. Who's in charge of checking over there? Who owns the place?
It will divide. Normally controls it.
Cheder, let's see. Who's obligated? Chiyuv for each one of the people who live there. Check first of all his own floor. You have to open the door and go look at that floor that there's no chametz over there. Alright? Oh, one second. Wait till I finish, okay? Yeah. I remember this from last year. To check from the entrance until the level he lives in. From the entrance until his floor. From the entrance to his floor. That's the chiyuv. Alright? And also if there's a the electric box, all that, if it's outside in the common area, so also there you have to check. But, okay, if the Valbai does it, like by us, the Valbai, he does it, then I don't have to do it, because he's my shaliach also. I pay every month. I need to pay. I owe him some money. But yeah, usually people pay every month. So he does the work. Therefore, he's your shaliach, and you won't have to do it. But if it's live in a chiloni neighborhood, the Valbai doesn't know about this, and he doesn't know, doesn't care, and doesn't know. Right? Or maybe he's religious, he doesn't know, you have to check. So you're responsible to check from the entrance of the building till your doorway. Okay?
Is the Vaad Bayit somebody you hire to do this? Or
the Vaad Bayit, you don't live in a... You don't live in a... You live in a building?
Yeah, and it's all... There's a lot of common area because it's all outside. You go upstairs on the outside to get to your unit.
And who's in charge of cleaning that area?
There's no one person. You're in charge of doing your own stuff.
So you have to check from the entrance to the chatzel until your house. And each one will check it, isn't it?
But I don't own my place. I rent it. So I still...
Doesn't make a difference.
The owner doesn't have to.
No. Okay. So you're living there. You're benefiting from it.
You have to check the entrance and you reduce two floors up all the stairs.
Yeah, but if the Valbai doesn't do it, I have to do it.
So last year?
The Valbai does it.
He usually does it?
Yeah, the Haredi does it.
So you don't have to worry about it.
No. But if you live in a neighborhood with the guy he doesn't know, maybe he doesn't know, whatever, so what's the big deal? Go downstairs, go around the staircase. Like, yeah.
But if they clean every single Friday?
It doesn't make a difference. I wash the floors every yeah. week. My floors are still there. Maybe the kid came in, maybe put it in, what do you know?
Now, you said, what about electrical boxes? We have to check for that too.
If they're outside the building, the house?
They're in our common area, but it's inside the building.
Yeah,
you have to check in the electrical.
Of course. I put my key over there. Shh, don't tell anyone. When I have to leave the key for my wife, if I didn't take a key or she didn't take a key. Maybe one of the kids took the key out and put their cookie instead. Check, open a second, look that there's nothing there. Close. Bye, yeah.
Now, what about the common bomb shelter?
It's in the common area, what?
The common bomb shelter, the building bomb shelter.
No,
he has a building one. Same thing. If the Baal will do it, the Baal will do it. Good. And if not, truth is, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I also have one in the building.
They have a common bomb shelter, but it's also a synagogue. It's the Chabad shul.
Ah, no. So then the Gabbai is in charge of checking.
Because they always eat there.
Yeah, the Gabbai is in charge. The Gabbai is in charge.
Because for the bomb shelter, the last time it was opened and used was when we had the missile attacks.
I wouldn't want to open that.
We were, by us, it's used every year for sukkahs. All that we store our sukkah stuff over there.
No,
but still, he also, the Valbai, he's very, he lets us put the stuff in there, but there's bathrooms in there clean all the time, and there's water, and everything. It always prepares that if we need chashan. But still, he also lets us put the stuff there, but neatly, in the certain corners like that.
We have
there's
our
chairs
sukkah.
There.
We have our sukkah poles there.
What time is it? I have a time.
10 after 2.
Whoa, why don't you tell me? I don't realize. Oh, I have 6 after, good.
That's why I didn't tell you.
Tomorrow we'll continue.